Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It is Tuesday, July 3rd, and it is 11:55, and I have to tell you, I am living a constant reminder why I live in a bus. And you guys out there, I don't know what your life is, but my neighbor, yard mate, the woman who's let me, you know, live here for a year and a half, is having a meltdown. I mean, and it's a physical meltdown, it's an emotional meltdown, it's an everything meltdown. She's 63 years old, I guess, born in 1955. And, she is, at a place that she can draw Social Security. And she's worked since she was 14 years old. And I know those of you out there, like myself, that have done this same thing, but I think I have been lucky enough to know my value quite young, and I have made sure that I have worked jobs that are well within my ability, and I have been rewarded financially, I have been rewarded emotionally, I have been happy with my situation until I'm not happy with my situation. And then when I'm not happy with my situation, I move on. I can't stop myself. I left a 23-year marriage. I have left 5-year relationships. I have left 10-year relationships. I know in my heart when I can't do something anymore, and I'm not going to make myself do it. And I mean, I know I don't sound as cheery as usual, and I'm kind of hungry, and I'm sitting outside, and I'm just admiring the squirrels. And I been doing a little bit of dog training today as much as anything, but I had some things that I needed to... When you get involved in building something that takes you all your time, all your emotion, all your energy, and all your finances, it's all consuming, and you have to guard against that. It's very important, because you have to stop yourself from making yourself suffer for the bigger picture, whatever the bigger picture is. Like in my case, the bigger picture is my boss, and what my bus represents to me is just huge. I mean, I've lost houses. I've lost money. I've lost massive amounts of money. I can't even tell you how much money I've lost. I don't count, actually. But I have lost massive amounts of money, massive amounts of physical goods, massive amounts of things that were important to me. I've lost my entire family. And, what I have is a person I love more than life itself, and my boss. And both of those things are more important to me. My dogs are right up there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not discounting them, but I understand that they're just not long term. You know, I mean, you just get what you get out of pets. And I mean, I love them, and I'm perfectly willing to, you know, extend my emotion for it. But watching Chris have this emotional meltdown. I mean, it's the craziest thing, because she has options. I mean, she has family. She has a job. She has a Social Security income coming. But I've known her for 15 years, 16 years, and I got to tell you, I am seeing if she makes it to the end of the year, I will be surprised. And you know, because she's doing things to herself that are just so stupid. I mean, not drugs, not anything. But I mean, her body has physically quit. And her mind has, you know, emotionally quit. She's just putting in the time because she doesn't have enough balls to not do it. And it's, I gotta tell you, what I did when I moved out into my van on my own, you know, 2 years ago, I was scared. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I was really scared. And I spent a lot of times drunk and high, you know, just tempting fate. You know, I put myself into situations that if I didn't believe in God, I wouldn't have made it. I mean, I have had some physical struggles. I've had some mental struggles. I've had some people take full advantage of me. I mean, I the craziest thing is I see people posting things on Instagram or on Facebook or whatever, you know, about how, you know, they've been screwed or they've done whatever. But you guys have to understand. I mean, life is tough, but if you have options, don't put yourself through bullshit. It's just not worth it. I mean, it truly is not worth it. And in the end, you will regret it. I mean, you see you see people pass away after they've only been retired for 1 or 2 years. And you guys, this is the only life you have. I mean, I believe in reincarnation. I believe that you will come back in another form, whatever it is. But this is your life. I mean, there isn't a better one out there. You know, you're not going to get a do-over. You're not going to come back as you are. I mean, you can believe whatever you want. But I believe this is it. And I believe in my heart that I have another 50 years plus in my life. And I mean, I totally do. I totally believe that with all my heart. And I live with that in mind. I take very good care of myself. I just know you guys, and I have a lot of listeners. I don't have a lot of commenters, and because I know people are listening there and they're on the fence and they're wondering, is there a better option? And there is a better option. I'm not telling you to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I mean, you've got a partner. Don't walk away from your partner. I mean, because your partner trusts you. I mean, take full advantage of whatever you've built with another person, because you're going to have to do it again, because we are driven to be with another person. I mean, it's just how we, you know, whether you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, you know, homosexual, heterosexual, whatever you are physically, emotionally, mentally, you are meant to be with another person. And it's not your child. I mean, I understand so many people hit the road with their kid, you know, thinking that this is, you know, going to make a difference. But you're still going to want a partner. And you can't put that kind of pressure on your child, because they're just children. I mean, they just aren't capable. You can't even... you can't easily put it on another person. But you guys have to understand that wherever you are in your life, I don't care if you don't think you've got another year in your life. Make sure you do with that year. So sorry, I'm getting a little choked up. But make sure you do with that year exactly what you want to do. I mean, a bucket list is a bucket list. I mean, you don't want to be laying there taking your last breath blaming someone else that you didn't accomplish the things that you wanted to accomplish. You have to do it. I mean, you will regret it, and you will go to heaven or go to hell regretting it. And that doesn't go away, because when you come back the next time, you're going to start out at a, I'm not getting into my beliefs, but you really have to go out with your best foot forward. You have to put forth when you lay your head down every night, you've got to say you did your best. And if you didn't get anything accomplished that day, you got what you could do accomplished. I mean, you just did. I mean, because you're a smart person. You've made it to this place in your life. Life isn't easy. I mean, I've got friends whose children didn't make it. Chris, for instance. I mean, I didn't. I've known her for 15 years. I didn't know she lost a baby at 5 months. It explains a lot, but it doesn't explain it all. But I mean, my ex-husband. I mean, his parents lost his brother. I mean, we all have. I mean, I've lost all my family. I mean, you know, it's life isn't easy, but you just have to do your best. That's it. And for me, my bus represents my best. I mean, my bus represents a tool to accomplish something. And I do think there's something bigger than me out there. I am heading out to help other people. If I'm only doing it with my podcast right now and me building my bus, I got to tell you guys, I mean, I had no building experience at all. I've been the gopher. I didn't know how to run. I didn't know how to hold a screwdriver, an electric or a battery-operated screwdriver. I could not drive a screw to save my ass. I would nail everything, and I could barely nail it. I mean, a table saw, planer, jointer, router, Dremel tool, jigsaw, reciprocating saw. Chainsaw, I mean, pole saw. I mean, you name it right now. I got to tell you, if I haven't operated it, I'm not scared to do it. I mean, so you guys just, you got to understand, any reason that you say you can't do something is bullshit. And that's it. It's all bullshit. You can do anything you want to do and just do it. Don't waste your life.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.